This is Scott Carpenter live at Canadian Graffiti, Nathan Phillips Square, with 100,000 screaming greasers. Live. Come on down Nathan Phillips Square, packed up to the top. These are the Diamonds and Little Darlin'. With Bill Haley in the comments, and this is Scott Carpenter live at Nathan Phillips Square for Canadian Graffiti. Right off. Now, I just want to ask one question. How many greasers have we got out there right now? Come on, let me have everybody in the whole city's got to hear you. So let me hear it again. How many greasers have we got out here? 100,000 greasers here at Nathan Phillips Square tonight for live Canadian Graffiti. Now, I gotta tell you something. We have a very special birthday that we're celebrating tonight. Not yours. No. 20 years old. Rock and roll is 20 years old this year. Nice round of applause for it. And Rock Around the Clock, the record you just heard, was the first rock and roll record. It was released in 1954, 20 years ago, by Bill Haley. And there's another rock and roll star that came around about that time, 2 years later in 1956. He had a wiggle when he walked. The cameramen were told to keep their shots above his waist because when he moved, he was obscene. Talking about the king, Elvis Presley.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, to cry all the time. You ain't no friend of mine.
Yeah, hound dog Elvis Presley, the king of rock and roll. And there's one other gentleman that we're going to play a record for in just a minute that had just as much to do with the development of rock and roll as anybody else. But right now I want to find out. I got to see if I've got some real good greasers down here because we might need them for something a little bit later on. Let's see now. There's a greaser right there that looks pretty good. Why don't you come on up on the stage? Come on up. There's one greaser. You're a greaser? Huh? That's not good enough. How many other greasers have we got up here? We need, we got a guy here. There's a greaser right there. Come on up, greaser. What's your name?
Ford Kennedy.
Where are you from?
St. John's, Snow Glen.
He's a greaser, all right. Man, if that ain't a greaser, I don't know a greaser when I see one, all right? What's your name?
George Day.
Where are you from?
Dartmouth, Nova Scotia.
Dartmouth, Nova Scotia. There we go. We got a couple of guys. Let's see if we can find a couple of chicks to come on up here. Okay, there's one right there. Come on up. Come on up underneath the thing there. I'll give you a hand. Come on up. That's a girl. And we need one more chick. One more chick. Where we got one? Right there? Come on up. All right, we got four greasers up here on the stand. Now these people are people that you probably, at least a couple of them, are probably people that you know. After we get finished with them, you won't admit it. Because we're going to have them do something very special here with us. But we're going to do that in a couple of minutes. And in the meantime, I want you just to look at them and make them feel like they're loved, all right? And we're going to play a little rock and roll for you.
C-H-U-M 1050 Toronto.
The granddaddy of rock and roll, the Merry Chuck Berry. Yeah, roll over Beethoven, the Merry Chuck Berry, the granddaddy of rock and roll. We got these four greasers up here on stand. I imagine you're all wondering what we want to do with them. Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do with them. Down through the years, people have found different ways of expressing musical thought. There's been modern jazz dancing when you interpret a record or a song, rather, through your movements. Ballet, of course, you all know ballet is an interpretation of a song. An artist or a writer writes a song and has a message that he's trying to convey. Well, these people are going to interpret a rock and roll song through dancing right here on the stage. And they're going to make absolute fools out of themselves, and you probably, Have you got any friends up here, by the way, from Newfoundland? You do? Are they out there? Are you going to go back to Newfoundland with them? No, you're not. You're right. They won't let you. This is Canadian Graffiti live from Nathan Phillips Square on Chum with 100,000 greasers. Are you people ready to interpret this song? You all set? You're all ready? All right, a very special song. There's nothing to it. The Shangri-Las and Leader of the Pack, ladies and gentlemen.
Is she really going out with him? Well, there she is. Let's ask her. Betty, is that Jimmy's ring you're wearing?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know. That wasn't too good, I'm afraid. What do you think? You think that was good enough to rate a ring? Huh? No? Think maybe they ought to get the booby prize, don't you? All right, we'll give you the booby prize. One of the cruising albums. And this is a special radio program specially designed for you. One for each of you, all right? And thank you for being part of the show tonight. Step back down, go back to Newfoundland, be proud of yourself. You were on Chum tonight. Take it easy. Bye-bye. Oh, that's okay then. We'll just toss that over there. All right, now. About 1962 came a dance craze that never really wore down. It was the first time that adults became involved in the youth music, and the guy who made that all possible was Chubby Checker, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody twist. Canadian Graffiti. This is Scott Carpenter on Chum, and we want to get 100,000 more out here. You people would like to dance, I'll tell you what you do. Move back a little bit, there's plenty of room out the back. You gotta dance to this one. Little Richard, good golly, Miss Molly.
Good golly, Miss Molly.
Happiness is Scott Carpenter.
And C-H-U-M 1050 Toronto.
Nathan Phillips Square on Canadian Graffiti from Chum. 100,000 greasers and you're expected. Come on down.
C-H-U-M 1050 Toronto.
Teen Beat and it's Sandy Nelson on Canadian Graffiti live at Nathan Phillips Square from Chum. 100,000 people. And we're going to get them off on stage with some hula hoops in just a couple of minutes. Yeah! Dean Beat, Sandy Nelson, and we're back with Canadian Graffiti live at Nathan Phillips Square. For the benefit of you people who are listening at home and aren't out here, we've been having some difficulty with the speaker system, but it looks like it's all cleared up now. And we have about 100,000 people here in various forms of grease dress. Now, I understand that there are some members of the Aardvarks in the audience. And we're going to see if we can't maybe get them up on stage a little bit later on and do their thing for you live. We also have about 25 hula hoops out by the stage. We're going to be passing them out a bit later on to get some people up here doing their thing with the hula hoops. All right, now I want to know if you people can just move back just a little bit because the security people are having a little bit of trouble up here. Right up by the stage, and they've asked us to ask you to move back a little bit. Okay? I know it's kind of tough to move 100,000 people all at the same time, but we got to do it. So move back a little bit. And we got just a little bit more grease for you right now. Huey Piano Smith, baby, don't you just know it?
Okay, don't
Huey Piano Smith, with the help of our 100,000 greasers, and don't you just know it? On Canadian Graffiti from Chum, live at Nathan Phillips Square. This is Scott Carpenter, and we've got something coming up a little bit later on. We get these clowns up here with these hula hoops. How many of you people want to have a hula hoop tonight? Want to get up on, do the thing with a hula hoop? All right. Well, we can't use all of you, but we'll use most of you. Now, once again, if we can move back just a little bit and get some dancing in here, because I ain't seen too much dancing. And when you're at the hop, You got to do some dancing. You got to do this slow dancing. We got a slow, slow dance record for all you slow dance freaks, greasers out there. All right.
If you're feeling down, come on and get happy with CHUM 1050 Toronto.
Graffiti live at Nathan Phillips Square with Scott Carpenter from Chum. It's about 9:50, and there are 100,000 people, like we said, out here. This has got to be the greatest moment for Greece in history. And as we talked about last week, there have been social events for all kinds of different elements of our population, but never, to my knowledge, has there been a social event like this for the Greasers of Toronto. And I want to know if you're ready to start the Grease Power Movement. I want to know if you're ready to give me the Grease Cheer. All right. I want you to find the loudest voice you've got and give me a G. Give me an R. Give me an E. Give me an A. Give me an S. Give me an E!
E!
Give me an R!
R!
What do you got?
Fever!
What do you got?
Fever!
Louder!
Fever!
Louder!
Fever!
You got it, brother!
Well, I saw the thing coming out of the sky. It had one long horn and one big eye.
Yeah, Chef Willie, that is the Purple People Eater, little grease for you from 1958. I'll tell you what I got to do now. I want you all to put your hands together because there are another 100,000 people or so listening on the radio, and you're all on the air, every one of you. We want to get you all together. We want to get you all together on this next song. All 100,000 hands clapping in unison. Are you ready? Let me hear it. Hear something by the queen of rock and roll, ladies and gentlemen, Little Richard and Lucille. Right on!
I wonder, oh.